Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hey, you know what, everybody? I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with the most amazing Jennifer Marcinelli, Burn Bright Today show. And this is a show, you're going to hear one of many of these shows. And the reason that you're going to hear about them is, you know, for one thing, Jennifer and I were just talking before we came on air, and you're going to hear more about it. But we were talking about where we are today and the state of affairs around the coronavirus. And what Jessica had said brilliantly through Jason, her fiance, is, Dr. Pat, you guys need to come out differently with the way that you are handling information. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of looked at ourselves and said, why? What are we doing? And the answer is, you're not doing enough. Today, Jennifer Marcinelli, Burn Bright Today, knows not just a little bit about this, but a lot. She and I have gone through decades and have watched the spread of disease that did not have to spread the way it did.
Correct.
Count point number one, AIDS. Count point number two, Lyme. But today, it's a different show. Jennifer, let's talk about what you're bringing to the table today.
Let's do. This entire show is dedicated to surthriving the energetics of the coronavirus. And we're going to take a very different look at this. And this is not just talk, guys. This is science meets spirituality. And I think, first of all, we're going to set the record straight on a few things. And we're going to give some uplifting information that will help uplift your spirits and calm your anxiety and help us get in the right place so that we can get into health. And then we're also going to share some of the gems and some of the things that I'm seeing in my practice right now. And I'm going to share with you what I am doing to make this supportive, complementary telemedicine available to a very broad audience. So we're going to go there today. We're going to talk all about it.
Yeah. And you notice one of the things I'm wearing, and I don't know if I was on camera when I just grabbed my scarf and your colors, there's certain things we know that many people, and especially in mainstream media, are saying that we're going to address today. And that is the idea that there have been some things around for years that were, and for mainstream media to poo-poo them.
Yeah.
And yet I'm watching cases, and we could talk about the cases I'm seeing in families where, especially families that I know that have visited the Kirkland Care Center here. But why is it some of them are doing well and some of them not? And mm-hmm. I want to talk about this because mainstream is not talking about what people are doing that may have a positive impact.
Yes.
And in look, we're running around and we're, can we get hand sanitizer? Can we? Yeah. But there are other things that you're going to talk about today. So take us on the journey that you started with this about the coronavirus, but more importantly, about what the human factor is about it.
Yeah. So I think I should also, let's start with that I have a background in infectious disease, okay? So everybody knows that I'm a former critical care nurse, ER and cardiovascular intensive care. Everybody knows that. And that I've been working in the field of laboratory science, including hematology and infectious disease for 20 years before I went into energy medicine. So just for frame of reference, you mentioned the HIV virus. That's one that's near and dear to my heart because I was in healthcare, in nursing in the 80s when this first came out. we didn't have a name for it. It was called HTLV3. This is when we learned how to use gloves, all of this business. I was there and I was a part of what took place with the stigma that happened when the HIV virus came out. Okay. This does not need to happen again. And we're going to talk about this. But during that time, I also had the honor and privilege. I did many of the phase 2 through 4 FDA drug trials for HIV. So I've got a lot of background. I published in HIV research many years ago under my name, Welch. But so I've been there, done that. And then before I opened up my own company, I was working with bacteria, the serious bacterial infections, rapid diagnostics, meaning the rapid testing so you can get the pathogen identified and get on the correct treatment, right? So I've got a huge background in this and a subspecialty, if you will, in infectious disease. So we're talking about, what we're gonna talk about today is some of the background of what's going on, what you can do, and rule number one, if there's anything we're gonna talk about today, is to not go into fear and anxiety. And we're going to talk about the importance of focusing on health and healing and self-care. The number one thing that you can do to protect you and your family right now, turn off the news and reduce your stress, reduce your anxiety, and go into self-care. And of course, we're going to talk about some of the modalities that I love to work with and what my client base is coming out to now. So,
well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think let's start off. There are many theories that have been addressed, I mean, seriously, about why the coronavirus across the board. And it starts with everything from the human dimension, spirituality, quotations from scripture, from the Bible, concepts very similar to the theory of Lyme disease starting in Lyme, Connecticut, in a research plant, right?
Yes.
Right. There's a lot of that that goes on in our community. Not much goes on in the mainstream community. What's going on in the mainstream community is fear,
yes,
forms of racism right now, pinpointing,
yes,
it to one group of people,
yep,
and so forth and so on. And I think what you're talking about today, let's talk about what we have to adjust just with that.
Yes, absolutely. So having been through the entire HIV scare, the entire HIV thing from the early 80s all the way up until now, one of the most damaging things that took place was the stigma that were put on people who had this. So I would say one of the most important things right now is to step away from the blame and shame game. Don't go there, okay? It's just a virus. And when I mean just a virus, I don't mean that. What I'm saying is, this is a part of how nature naturally works as well. And I know there are many schools of thought of how the virus may have been created and how the virus may have come from a research facility. And I'm aware of all of that, but I really wanna make sure that our show doesn't really go there, because
yeah,
my hat is off to, I worked with many, many very prestigious infectious disease doctors and researchers for many years when we were bringing out the rapid testing, okay? And so there are many very highly intelligent, skilled, educated people working on that. So I'm gonna let them handle the where it came from and how it got out, not my area.
Yeah, but it's actually not something for me either.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I having been through a couple of these like you've been through,
yes,
especially in the Lyme disease community, it has always been about the solution. I hadn't thought,
yes,
you know, I do leave that stuff up to some other people,
yes,
that's what they do. They're really,
yes,
good at doing it.
Yes.
But the other part of this is the energetics in it,
yes,
and is the aspects of why this and why now. People are asking why this and why now, and they,
yes,
are asking that question, Jennifer.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah,
asking, wait a minute, like boom, there it is.
So why a virus and why respiratory? So let's take a look at that, and we're going to take a little science and we're going to put spirituality together with it, okay? Because it's the holistic revolution, Burn Bright Today, where science meets spirituality. So if we look at a little bit about what's going on astronumerologically speaking, and astronumerology, is that we're ending the Pisces age. Pisces is the last sign and it's ending. Pisces, amongst other things, does work with the respiratory system. Okay. And Pluto has been doing a lot of work in the last 18 months. And what Pluto does is it brings up what was hidden underneath that must be seen and attended to. Some of those things are viruses, bacteria, things that are going on in hospitals, things that are going on in prisons, anything that's been lurking underneath that needs to be paying attention to. So there's a couple of reasons why it's a virus and why it's respiratory now. And we're just going to have to, at some point in time, embrace the fact that it's a virus and it's respiratory. It just is. It's part of how the universe is working, because let's tie into what's really going on here. And what's really going on is that there's this massive rise in vibration. There's this huge raise in consciousness going on right now. And in any spiritual teaching you're probably ever going to study, there are truths that cross all paths. And one truth is that, number one, to get to healing, we must go first deep inside. We must go inside and we must connect with the divine. That's when a true healing can come in. So that's a part of why we're seeing this with a virus that's so rapidly spread. Because a part of what it's actually, from the spirituality, asking us to do is we're contracting. We're coming home. We're going to inside. We're going into where we're going to have to step away from our fear, address our fears. Because what's really behind this virus is fear. It's really about how we've been controlled and the energetics of how we've been controlled, our thoughts, our behaviors, our buying patterns, you name it. So when something like this comes up, it has to be really big to get our attention. And this time around, it's a virus and it's respiratory. So the energetics of it are, number one, we're all now kind of, countries are going into lockdown. We're all coming together. Some of us are in self-quarantine. Some of us are in not self-quarantine, but quarantine. Families are now having to come together in their home. Children are not going to school. College kids are home. Mom and dad can't go to work. They're having to work from home. And what happens when we're home, things are quiet, and we can't go out for an immediate distraction? What happens is we have to look at what's really going on underneath. Our stuff gets kicked up. So when we are at home together, either by ourselves and we're having to work through our spirituality and our growth by ourselves, or whether we've got an entire family in, our stuff is going to get kicked up and we're going to have to handle it. And I'm seeing that in my practice right now. People are like, oh my stars, I did not realize my elementary or junior high or high school child had such and such of issue. And of course, now we're reaching out for telemedicine. So thank goodness now we have the ability to heal at home and across time and space. So that's kind of a long answer to kind of where we're going with this today. But
well, you know, it's really interesting to me because, you know, many people have elected not to pay attention to, you know, what's happening in the political scene. And what I mean by that is, while people have turned out in record numbers for the primaries, they're not necessarily interested or haven't been following what the 22 at one point Democratic candidates have had to say, and now whittling it down. But it's interesting for me that that little batch of information that folks put out there, who knew that that would be the thing that we would be, or some of them would be the things we're talking about today as a solution? For example, you know, the idea of giving people $1,000 to help deal with the virus. I mean, that is something Andrew Yang has been talking about for years, but it's on the table. And what I think is so important about this is that we come together as citizens, when we are in a crisis like this.
Yes, we do.
We come together and there's an energy of that. And what I'm going to talk about when we come back is that energy of togetherness, and we can do it, is so very powerful that anything in contrast to it sticks out, my mom used to say, that sticks out like a sore thumb, right? Yep. And, you know, what this is about today is looking at what I'm accountable for, what I can be responsible for, what I can do, what I could help not do. All of those things is what we're talking about today. You know, when we step up and start to talk about the energetics of COVID-19, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to dig deep into those pinpoints about energetics and what it is, and why Jessica and Jason thought we need to be compassionate COVID-19. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen, and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah, the Burn Bright Today show. Jennifer Marcinelli is the host. I get to do this show. It's actually, you know, the high point of my day in media sometimes because, you know, when I get to have a conversation with someone like Jennifer, who is an expert in this field, who is certified, registered, you know, who is in the area of infectious disease, and I get to have a conversation with her, we get to take a journey into what is the energetics of thriving, the energetics of living. And that's what this entire network was based on. It was based on the energetics of positive living. That doesn't mean, and I must say this, Jennifer, it doesn't mean that you and I and people here have our heads in the sand. And I want to talk about that because that is an energetics. But before we do, how can people find out more about you? How can they work with you? Because look at,
We've got to help folks right now with fear. Fear of my job is never going to hire me back. They're going to figure out a way how to do it without me.
So let's talk a little bit about, because I think this is really important. Let's talk about the energetics of what's going on. And what's most important every day of our lives is to make sure that we do not fall into fear and anxiety. All right. So one of the things is you've asked me, first of all, everyone, come on over to burnbrighttoday.com. Head on over. There's lots of free information and you'll get to know more about my practice and how you can work with me. But I do have local, national, and international clientele, and I do have corporate clientele. But here's what I'm doing that I'm working on. I'm nose to the grindstone, getting this out for everybody right now, is to make, I'm creating and providing a series of remote telemedicine, okay, gemstone and diamond therapy telemedicine sessions that you can download for a few dollars. If you don't, if money's tight, or if, you know, some, if there's not enough resources to come in and work individually with me by phone, then we can have these individual gemstone and diamond therapy sessions that focus on the respiratory system, supporting your immune system, and especially supporting the immune system if you're immunocompromised. For example, if you have HIV or any of those immunocompromising health challenges that you're dealing with. So I'm getting those up and done and out for you, and we'll run it across the platform so everybody knows as soon as they're available. But get on my website and start talking with me on social media and keep up with what we have coming. Because what I want to do is make sure that I'm providing healing solutions to as many people who are ready to have them. Because not everybody can work individually for an entire hour, an hour and a half session, but you could download an audio file, right, and get the gem and diamond healing session for yourself and listen to it as many times as you wish. So I've got that coming out, burnbrighttoday.com.
Yeah, we got to get people to the places where they can get some help.
Yeah.
Let's jump to energetics if we could.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm so glad you're talking about it. Second of all, I don't even know where to begin this conversation. That's where I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
Everything from what's happening in the energetics of the thing, right, the virus, but the energetics now of people home under the same roof.
Yeah.
The energetics of children that only know one thing right now about this, and that is afraid, right?
Right.
Tell me about energetics. Tell me about the school of thought around this. And, you know, my family's over in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a cousin do a post to explain why this is happening over there. But I want to get you to kick this off over here differently with this energetics of COVID-19.
Yeah, we should do an entire show just on this particular segment. So I'm going to, we probably should actually do an entire show. So let's start with the basics, okay? Basics of energetics. Everything at its, we are made of energy. Everything is made of energy, and energy vibrates, and it vibrates at a frequency. When we are in, when our cells are in health and wellness, they vibrate at a healthy frequency. When anything happens that disrupts health and wellness, the frequency changes and becomes erratic. And once we're off that frequency, we have downstream effects that lead to illnesses, health unwellness, injuries, things like that, okay? Now, coming from a background in infectious disease, every infectious disease doctor I have ever worked with, and I've worked with the best and the brightest of all the FDA trials, okay, these guys are geniuses. They will tell you that at its most basic, any type of an infection, whether it is a bacteria, a parasite, or a virus, means the population has become imbalanced. Because if we are in a state of health and wellness and our relationship, our ratios are properly balanced, our immune systems can handle it on their own. But what happens is in times of stress, anxiety, and fear, our entire vibratory rate changes. It's like being torqued, okay? Instead of vibrating at a healthy, happy, vibrant, high, well frequency, we're torqued and we're almost like on lockdown, if you will. When that happens, the body's normal energetic ability to heal itself is completely circumvented, okay? The systems can't communicate. It's just kind of like haywire. It's almost like throwing water and sugar in an electrical box, okay? So the first and foremost thing is about energetics of any type of a pathogen, including a virus, is that a population is out of balance, which means your relationship is out of balance. So in gemstone and diamond therapy, a few solutions will come up. For example, this is coming up right now in sessions across the board. I see this a lot. For example, some of the natural gems that will help restore the healing frequency is tree agate, light green aventurine, and this is frosted quartz. This is some of the gems that will come out to assist with this. And this particular tool, you can actually wear this or work with this energy remotely, will help rebalance your relationships, even at the cellular level, or even with your, what we call microbiome, your own immune system. So the more that we can get into stillness, right? That's why we're talking about contemplation all the time. We're talking about connecting with the divine. We're talking about opening our heart. The more that we are vibrating in a state of health and wellness, the more that we are away from calm, cool, collected, open heart, connected to the divine, the closer we are, the more we're in health. The more we're vibrating it erratically away from that, the more that our energy field is open and susceptible to the energetics of a virus that's out, that can actually get in. If we're in a state of health and wellness and vibrating at our correct frequency, it can't get in. It would only, or it would be mild. The immune system will handle it because it can, has what it needs. Same thing goes with the respiratory system. So for example, to help restore some of the healing frequencies of the respiratory system, clear quartz or optical quartz might come in. This works at the respiratory system, in the windows, and with the lungs and different aspects of the respiratory themselves. And then also what's coming in with immune compromised patients, whether it's HIV or anything that's got our immune system suppressed, okay? Stress alone decreases our immune system and makes it vibrate erratically. So what might come in here is bloodstone and red spinel. There are many, 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 we're just going through the basics right here, but just trying to give people an idea that it's really about frequency and it's about vibrating correctly in a state of health and what nutrition or what healing energies we might need to restore healthy frequencies so the physical body can do its part and the immune system can do its part. But that's kind of a place to start. I give you a chance to reply to that, and we can talk a little bit more too about, you know, the meridian system as well, if you like.
I want to talk about the meridian system, but I also want to talk about what you know, the bigger picture here, energetics and energetically. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things I learned along the way, right, to a lot of years of school, but more than that, by becoming ill with a disease that most people wouldn't even acknowledge existed. Here's the thing I learned from Dr. Darvish about it. And I don't know her exact words, but they were basically, we all will know a solution for a thing only if we can get to that place where that information could get to us. And so that's why every treatment that I would get, even to this day, I enter that treatment with a meditation or something to get me there. But how much of a role do you think intuition is playing?
Well, let's talk about what intuition actually is. So we've talked a little bit about the subtle bodies, and I go into the subtle bodies in more detail in my book. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the first part of the book. I talk a lot about the subtle bodies. So as a refresher, we have our physical body, super physical body, emotional body, karmic or memory body, mental body, the intuitive body, and then spirituality or soul, as you may know the term. So our intuition actually comes from, it's actually a part of us. A part of our advanced energetic anatomy is the subtle body called the intuitive body. And it's very important that this part of our energetic anatomy is repaired and healed and nourished. Because let's talk about what intuition really is, okay? We are spiritual beings housed temporarily in a physical body down here on earth, having our experiences, returning home to heaven, okay? Everybody pretty much knows that, it's mainstream, okay? Now, a part of what our intuition really is our spirituality is that part of us that is directly connected to the divine, however you do that. Through meditation, for example, I sing the Hue 20 minutes a day. We've talked about the Hue, it's a love song to God. Opens your heart, helps you connect to the divine. That helps you connect with your spiritual team that's standing around you 24/7. They're always right here. You have to ask for help. So when we pray for guidance, or when we go into contemplation and we ask for guidance, or when we connect with the divine and our spiritual team, whomever they are, your spiritual guide, your guardian angels, whomever's assigned to you, they communicate with us at a very high frequency, the frequency of soul level, the frequency of our divinity. And from there, that frequency, if you will, gets passed through the intuitive body. That's part of what the function of the intuitive body. The intuitive body then passes that to the mental body, where, and it comes out through the nervous system into our awareness where we're going to get. So intuition is key. And we want to make sure that when we're praying for answers, that we're actually connected to the divine with an open heart. You can sing the Hue, ask for guidance, right?
Yeah.
And then once you get that guidance, follow it. Do it. Because our spiritual guides aren't there to talk to themselves. If we're praying for answers, we need to follow up on what we got. So to your point, intuition is key. We've got to follow our intuition and make sure it's divine, not coming from the mind or some lower place that might confuse us.
Yeah. I mean, part of this too is my friend, you know, loves to talk to me about good common sense. And that is a term that I heard a lot in the past 4 weeks. You know, use good common sense. But here's the thing with common sense. What's common sense for me is not necessarily going to be common sense for you.
Right.
It's one of those things. But what you and I are talking about here today is we're talking about some very specific things that will help set the energetic pattern ready for the body to heal.
Right.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what is the difference between focusing on healing energy versus focusing on dis-ease.
Yes.
Jennifer Marcinelli in the house, everybody. We got a free giveaway too. So let's take a shorty. When we're back, more with that. We're also taking your questions. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Hobert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Hobert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyhobert.com. That's drkathyhobert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you so much, Jennifer Marcinelli, bringing a conversation to the show today. And this is the Burn Bright Today show. Jennifer does the show. I get to really hang out with her and do it as well. You know, as we co-host this conversation, part of this is to make sure that we are being as clear as we can about, one, what this show is about, mainly energetics, and two, what you can do, what it is that is yours to do. Before we do that, let's make sure people have the information they need from you.
Yeah, sure. So everything is in one place on burnbrighttoday.com. Head on over. There's lots of free information. There's blogs, there's information, and there's ways of how, if you would like to work with me or if I can help get a referral to another practitioner that might be the better fit for you, we can help you with that as well. But I also want to invite you over so that you can communicate with us and follow on the platform, because I'm creating a series of telemedicine segments for you, healing sessions, if you will, that will help. You know, it's complementary. These are complementary, all natural modalities meant to support and complement the Western medicine model and any type of a therapy that you're already going through. But if you'd like to reduce your anxiety, if you'd like to reduce your fear, and if you would like to support your respiratory system and support your immune system, you might really, really enjoy these. And it's an opportunity for you to be able to experience gemstone and diamond therapy, remote or telemedicine. Just download the file and you can listen to it over and over. So I'm making a whole series of these for you. So get over to the website and make sure you're following the platform at burnbrighttoday.com. So you'll know everything as it comes out and you can share it with anyone you think might need some assistance as well.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. You know, we're continuing the conversation that has to do with energetics, but getting now a little bit more specific about, you know, here we are and the idea of what do you focus on? And this is how you started out by talking about, are we focusing our fear or is there something else we can focus on? But what about focusing on disease versus focusing on healing? And I learned the difference between those two literally the hard way. But you're sharing a message with people today to help them cross that bridge.
Yes.
Right? That bridge is made of very strong pillars that have to do with high vibration and high self-care, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought this up. This is such an important point to make because, you know, as you know, I was classically trained and have served in Western medicine model. I have a tremendous respect for Western medicine. And now, of course, I work in energetics, okay, in energy healing. And I think it's really important to just help explain the difference. The Western medicine model focuses on disease. It focuses on testing, diagnostics to help discover what disease you have, okay? And then you get a diagnosis, and then it's like a label, it's a number, it's a way to bill the insurance companies and to receive payment and to track protocols to help treat you, right? Yeah. But when we do that, it kind of gives you a label, which is helpful if we know what we're working with, but you don't want to identify with yourself with the disease, okay? So Western medicine, we used to say, oh, that's a heart patient or a congestive heart failure patient or an HIV patient. And what that does is anytime we identify or embrace the energetics of a word or the disease itself, we're actually embracing it and bringing it into our energy field and making it real, okay? That's different. Western medicine focuses on the disease. Energy medicine or alternative therapies, the alternative medicines, don't focus on disease, we focus on wellness. And one of the things as a practitioner that is key, and this rule is never broken, we never look at a client as a disease, as their disease state, ever. It's not done. We always look at the client as fully whole, fully healthy, fully well, and hold that state so that the client's energy field can come up and match that state, because it's there. That the human body has the ability to self-heal. It has its blueprint and it can step back toward its blueprint as we work through the process, the journey of healing.
Yeah.
So the more that we focus on healing and we focus on solutions, the more that we heal. And we're all one. We are all connected energetically. This is undeniable. Everybody knows this. When one of us receives a healing, all of us do. So now more than ever, we have a responsibility to, number one, care for our energy fields, keep it clean, keep it clear, keep it healthy, well, and nourished, and work on healing at home through telemedicine. Now, you don't even have to go out, okay? You can do this remotely by phone. And make sure that we're holding all of our energy and our attention on healing. That will attract and bring in what you need as a client and what your family and friends need for the healing vibrations to help us step up in healing and not towards the other direction, towards the disease itself. I'm so glad you asked that because that's such a key indicator. Number one thing we can do right now, focus on healing.
Well, I mean, you know, this is something that I had to learn myself, right? And some days it's not as easy as I'm making it sound today, right?
Yeah.
I also found that, you know, with somebody like me, and I happen to have now this is a term that's out there now, right, across the board, autoimmune suppressed or something, right. I think is the term, or immune suppressed. But the very nature of that, I didn't even ask about until years and years into it. Because when you hear from a doctor or you start to read about something, that kind of illness, according to conventional medicine, does not have a cure. It has a remission state. And that energy itself, if you believe it that way, will cause you to really get yourself out of whack. The same thing with COVID-19.
Yes.
You know, there is an energy of it. There's a caution of it. There's information every 5 minutes coming out about it. My friend texts me about it and says, are you going to talk about it on this show? But the thing that we're not getting is the compassionate side of this which you're doing, and it's called healing and self-care.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And each of us has a responsibility to self-care. And let's go back to a little bit of science and spirituality and bring them together for a moment, right? Because I think it's very important that each of us really take time out, get into contemplation and connect with the divine and reset some things. Because if we are here now, because, you know, we are divine beings in a physical body down here to do our mission, whatever our individual mission is, okay? Our individual unique offering that only we can do. If we are here now, we have agreed to be here now. And it's really important that we do our part. And it's very, very important that we care for the physical body that is housing us. A lot went into us having this gift. And it's an honor and a privilege. More, I don't know, Pat, if you've ever been on the inner where you can actually see the waiting list. But for those of us who might have had the experience on the inner planes, the levels of heaven, where you can actually witness how long the waiting list is for souls to incarnate here, it will blow your mind. Your mind can't get it, okay? So if we are here now, it is a tremendous honor and a privilege to be here now. We can work through our karma at record paces. We can serve in ways not even heard of before, right?
Right.
And now all this is brought together for us to serve.
Right.
So the number one thing we have to do is self-care. Take care of our physical body, our emotions, our memory, our mind, our intuition, and our spirituality. We've got to really care for ourselves, and we're caring for everyone else. The more that we do self-care right now, and the more healing that we receive, everyone around us receives a healing. And as our vibration raises, the lower vibratory rates, viruses, bacteria, whatever they're going to be, okay, there's always going to be them, they'll fall below you. And that's really what this is really about. We have a responsibility to do so.
We have a huge responsibility. And more importantly, there is part of this that has to do with not being afraid to say, okay, I think I have this. And I called my doctor.
Yes.
And I'm calling you, Mary, Tom, Joe, just to let you know, I haven't gotten the test because not everybody's getting the test. There aren't a lot of tests, but my doctor seems to think I have COVID-19. Yeah. Right. Now, why is that important? And what is the energy of that? Let's talk energetics. So that's the energetics, right, of kindness. It's not the energetics I'm calling to scare you to death. It's the energetics to say, I just want to tell you this is something that may happen to you, doesn't have to, but we were together very close quarters 3 days ago, and I just want to tell you. I mean, that is an interesting thing, but we don't think to do it. Because there's a social aspect of this that people are feeling right now, social isolation, right? So folks are feeling, I work in the recovery community. Yeah. We're figuring out a way for people to meet because the recovery community shutting those places down.
Yeah.
But aren't we now living in a space where you started this show, a space of possibility?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And let's take it back one step. And when I say this is just a virus, I don't mean any disrespect to that at all. It is a pathogen. It is a viral nature.
But it is just that.
But it is just
a virus.
That, okay?
Exactly.
It is just that. It is just a virus, folks. It's going to flow through. It's going to have its lifespan. It's going to do what it was designed to do to help us raise in consciousness. It is step away from the shame, step away from the blame, and focus on healing. Because what you just described was self-responsibility, kindness, and compassion. It was true, it was necessary, and it was kind to make that phone call.
Yeah.
We should be making that phone call anytime we have any type of a virus or any type of a bacteria that could be spread. We should have had this hand washing, warm, soapy water with friction up to the elbows. Come on, guys. Basic. This is basic hygiene, basic care for any type of illness we might have ever picked up. So it's been blown out of proportion because it needs to, because we're having to, again, face fear and meet ourselves and focus on healing, focus on self-care and healing so that we can then be there for others. And I think that's a very important dynamic because this is in itself a shift.
Yeah, it's funny you're mentioning that because here, let me give you the short version. I have my toolkit. My toolkit. I've had my toolkit for 2004. Since 2004, I started to build my toolkit. What's in Pat's toolkit? An ozone machine. Why? Because I've gone through this, right? What do I use the ozone machine for? I create ozone water. I wipe my counters down. I sterilize things. If I get a package in the mail, I put it in a confined space. I sterilize it with ozone treatment. What else is in my toolkit? Colloidal silver. Now, I'm not making a claim, folks. I just want to be clear before you email me, but I'm telling you the things that have worked for me. Yeah. Argentin 23, can't even get it on Amazon, but yet media may say to you, that doesn't work. You've got to figure it out yourself. It works for me.
Yes.
That's all we can say. And what you're doing, Jennifer, and what I'm doing is we're sharing things with people.
Right.
We're just letting them know that there are things you can do.
Yes.
A friend of mine said, man, I can't get any gloves. And, you know, I got to be out in public. I said, well, I've had to be out in public, too. I said, I love tattooing. I've got myself a couple of boxes of tattoo gloves. They're very cool. They're black, right? They're just absolutely. But think about tattoo people. The sterilization process in tattooing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there are things we can do. And these are my tools regardless.
Right. Absolutely.
Energetics is your area. And that's new to people.
Right.
Let's talk about your personal message. What do you want to leave people with? Because what you're talking about is at the core essence, pretty much of every prayer. How can people find out more? How can they get help from you?
Yeah. So I think my key takeaway today is it's just a virus. Okay. If you get it, consider it a virus. Self-care, tune in to what will work for you. Reach out for assistance. There are now more than ever there's telemedicine available for you in many, many, many different forms. Gemstone and diamond therapy is just one of those. It's my particular specialty and my particular favorite and my unique offering, okay? Reach out for help. And really open your mind and open your heart. Take that 20 minutes a day, connect with the divine. You're more than welcome to sing Hue. It's for everyone. Fill your heart with love, sing the Hue, connect with the divine, and follow what inspiration you get.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.